El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
Welcome to The Power of Us, a podcast where Abel and Rosie lead us in nurturing, equipping, and empowering the relationships in our life through their experience and vulnerability.
Hey, you guys, welcome to The Power of Us. I am Rosie Rivera-Flores.
And I'm Abel.
And today we are going to discuss a topic that is all over the place all the time, and we always get emails on it.
And that is the case of Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson.
I'm obsessed. Really, really, I'm obsessed. And I was mad at you for like 3 days.
Yeah, I don't know how that became my
fault. We were in China and I didn't want to... I wasn't going to let you touch me.
How did I get blamed for cheating?
And I checked your phone like 16 times.
Tristan was cheating. How did I get blamed for that?
Because you could do it. Because now it opens up the floodgates that if I can have her booty, if I can have her jeans, then maybe my man will cheat on me the way he's cheated on her.
I don't think that's fair, but I mean, okay, go ahead, state your case.
This is all allegedly, okay, to begin with, because my family is nowhere near as famous as the Kardashians, but we go through this where people just make up stories or the media le pone más crema a los tacos. I don't know who and when Tristan cheated. I don't know if she's truly forgiven him.
Yeah.
I am obsessed into the details because out of all the Kardashians, personality-wise, Khloe's my favorite, and Kendall is the prettiest, in my opinion. But it does...
Trip, and not Kendall. Okay.
Kendall is the prettiest.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, go. Who's the prettiest?
No, go ahead.
Who?
There's no...
You made a comment. Who's the prettiest? Who's the prettiest?
You want the honest truth?
Of course. Why would I want you to lie to me?
The honest truth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you said it twice, so
right,
it must be the truth.
Fine. Kate.
There's no Kate.
Caitlin?
Babe,
I'm just kidding.
That's not funny.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
Who is the prettiest?
Jeez. You know, it's a toss-up between Kim and Khloe, and like now Khloe. But Kim has like been consistently pretty throughout the years. But Khloe wasn't pretty before.
Okay, she wasn't. The now Khloe is prettier than the Kendall?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, just because I don't like very thin women, and so she's like super duper thin, and that's just, I don't know.
Good job. All right, because I'm not very thin, y'all. You see how he did that? Good job, husband.
Yeah, but see, baby,
faces. I'm talking about her gorgeous face.
It's,
whatever.
It's okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
Tristan allegedly cheated on Khloe, and she found out about a few days before she gave birth to True. Now, allegedly, they're saying it's rumored, I don't know, that she forgave Tristan, that she's going to try again.
And, I mean, the whole point of this episode or this podcast isn't necessarily to focus on them.
Right, no.
But just to focus on what's going on, the cheating.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're in a relationship with somebody and they cheat on you? What do you do when you're pregnant and about to give birth and they cheat on you?
What do you do if everyone knows? And obviously in Khloe's situation, it's very different. The whole world knows. But sometimes when your husband is cheating on you, the whole church knows.
Yeah.
Everyone at work knows. Toda la familia sabe, and you feel like you're the last person to know, and that makes you feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
So many people say, I can't forgive him because I'm going to look like an idiot, right? They expect that. They expected that from Khloe. In fact, people are like, what about all that trash you talked to Kim and Courtney? Or I'm going to stop following you. I'm going to stop being a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people. It is genuinely her life and her child.
Yeah.
So she shouldn't base her decision to go or to stay whether her fans are going to love her or not.
Look, there's something that everybody has to understand. And that's that Khloe is a new mom for the first time.
And she really, for a long time, wanted this baby.
And Khloe did not grow up with her dad. You know, her dad passed away.
So good. Yeah.
And so maybe she doesn't want her kid to not see her daddy every day.
Right.
You know? So there's a whole bunch of things in the way right there as to why maybe she would forgive him, why
and
maybe she would stay with him.
You're talking about valid reasons.
Yeah.
We're talking about your child. We're talking about the life that you envisioned. Yeah. I am assuming she truly loves Tristan, and apparently he truly made her feel loved. But these are valid reasons. Mm-hmm. Reasons to not forgive. Let's start with that. Because, I mean, come on, babe. You would, I mean, you say it, but I know for sure you'd forgive me.
No way.
I didn't even finish my sentence.
No, I would not forgive you
for
cheating.
I didn't even finish my sentence.
It would be, you know what? I would want to forgive you, but it would be so hard to ever get back to where we were again.
Come on, babe. Come on. I'm the only woman you've ever been with.
No.
You adore me.
No, in fact, I wouldn't forgive you. And then before I left, I'd make sure to just slash your pretty little face. Just a nice big long line from the top of your forehead all the way down to your chin. Just one line. Just that way, every time you wake up in the morning, you can go and see me and just remember me in the mirror every time you look at yourself.
I remember you when I see my kids.
No. It's not good enough for me. Not if you cheat.
See, that's vengeful. And I don't think you should have a vengeful heart.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. For real. Mm-hmm. If I cheated on you, no matter the situation, mm-hmm. would you forgive me?
You know what? I just to be quite honest with you, I think I would try to forgive you because I love you, because we have such a long history, because there's so much to us. I would try. I don't know if we could ever get back to it. I don't know if we would ever feel comfortable ever again. And that's the reason. You know, I know that a bunch of people would say, like, I won't forgive you because it ain't going to make me look stupid.
Right.
I ain't going to forgive you because I can't trust you or anything like that. Like, I would try really hard to trust you. But the matter of fact is that I don't know if we could ever get back to the old us again.
But you're supposed to forgive me.
I am. And I can. I can forgive you. I don't know if I could stay with you.
Good job. See, that's what I was going to. When we talk about cheating, my answer to everyone, because we get so many emails on this topic, what do I do because he cheated? What do I do because she cheated? Answer number one, you must forgive. Mm. That does not mean you must reconciliate and be with them.
Yeah.
That does not mean you must trust them. But whether you're a Christian or not, this is not about religion or anything. Forgiving is for you. It's yeah. for you to have peace. It's for you to move on. It's for you to co-parent. Is even if you don't have children with them, it is for you to let go. Is it easy? Hell no. Do they deserve it? No, menos. Mm-hmm. It is for you. Forgive and then think about wanting to stay with them.
Definitely. I mean, because hate inside of your heart can just consume you.
Oh, God. And it's so tiring.
It's very,
so
very
exhausting.
So much
energy that takes. And there are some women, babe, I don't know about men, but I know people, like I know them, that it's been 20 years since he cheated and they are still angry about it. And of course, the feelings are valid. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
I'm sure there's anger. I'm sure there's pain. I'm sure so many emotions come with it that are valid feelings. But still feeling them 20 years later, that is not wise.
It's not healthy for yourself.
Or for your children or anything around you.
Yeah.
So, point number one, if you were cheated on, forgive. Forgive. It may take a while. They don't deserve it, but it will bless you. So forgive now.
It'll set you free. And just to let you guys know, it's a process. It's not just a one day to another. Because you can say, today I choose to forgive him, it's over. But you know what? No, it's not. Because in a week, something's going to spark up or remember something and you're going to just go back. And then you're going to feel like a failure. But it is a process to forgive a person.
Now, how do you know that you've forgiven them? Okay, because I agree with you 1,000%. It is a process and it will take some time. And you'll have to forgive, like, probably for 3 months, 4 months, 5 years, just like, I forgive him. How do you know you've forgiven?
Man.
You know how I evaluate it?
Go ahead.
When I can see the person and not get, like, those weird feelings inside. Mm-hmm. When I can hear the person's name and I'm like, okay. When I don't throw it in your face anymore.
Yeah.
When I genuinely don't throw it in your face anymore. Mm-hmm. When it is no longer a weapon or a stone for me to use against you.
Yeah.
And do I still think about it? Or hurt and forgiveness are two different things. So I could still be hurting. It still hurts. But I have forgiven you for it. I'm just in the healing process. So anyway, yes, to men and women who have been cheated on, forgive. Second question. Should you stay with them?
Let's go. I think it's better to say is why stay with them is going to be the best. This is going to be the easier way to put it.
All right, babe. I would forgive you. I would not even try to stay with you. And I don't know if I'm wrong for that. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't even try. I couldn't trust you. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't. Look, we went into this marriage knowing that I have trust issues. that I'm healing from, that I'm working on, that we've been through. And yes, the trust issues are not your fault. I was molested and I went through all this stuff. Previous boyfriends cheated. You have never. You have proven to be different. Mm. And that is you putting in work. 5 years of saying, I am not like so-and-so. I am not like so-and-so. So say you cheated on me. After all we've been through, I just wouldn't be able to trust you. It would be bankrupt and not being able to even deposit back in.
Yeah.
I know myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell you. Would I still love you? Of course. Would I want to remarry? I don't think so. Mm. Would I want to have a good relationship and co-parent with you? Would I forgive you? Yes. It wouldn't be easy. But yeah. I don't think I would even try to stay with you. I would just be like, I don't want to do it. And I love my kids and I want my kids to grow up with you. And you're an excellent father. And I love the life we have. I really do. And I love the future that we have. But I, Rosie, personally could not do it. Is that my advice for everyone? No. Because if someone else is better than me, if someone else doesn't have these trust issues, give it a try. A lot of people are judging Chloe right now. First of all, you don't even know if it's true what these reports have said. But if she has decided to stay, they're judging her. And I don't understand her reasoning, or maybe I wouldn't do it. But I don't think we should judge her either. If she has decided to try and forgive and make this work for her life.
I completely understand. I don't think we can judge anybody in that.
Right.
In that situation. The ball's in their court. They can do anything. There's really no necessarily wrong way to approach that. Whether if you want to leave, mm-hmm. that's completely fine. If you want to stay, that's also completely fine.
Right.
I mean, the whole idea is that Tristan, you know what? Unfortunately, in his case, it doesn't go too well because he actually cheated on his last baby mama with Chloe.
No, we don't know that either.
You sure?
Well, they say that they broke up. She was dating him while she was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
But it could be possible that they broke up before.
See, oh, okay.
We don't know. But it was that wrong? That is iffy. For you to be dating a man and his girl is pregnant, I've been on both ends and it's not. Okay, you don't know this story, but I was dating someone and then he told me his baby mama was still pregnant. I said, I can't. You got to go try it. At least try it. Or I'm not going to be the reason. You mm-hmm. don't go back. Like, no way. So was it shady? Maybe. But even then, they're three grown-up people that, you know.
I mean, it's all about her and what she feels and how she's going to approach it.
Yeah.
If she wants to continue in this relationship and rebuild it, and I'm sure with their ideas, they're probably going to go to counseling, and hopefully they don't make a TV show out of it because then that'll make it very impersonal. I really think that they could be restored.
Will. Yeah. I do believe God can restore anything.
Correct. I believe that people can come back from cheating.
Yes.
I completely believe that people can come back from cheating and not cheat again, and that the wife or the person that was cheated on can be healed and did not have to live in fear. I believe that God has that ability to do that.
And as you're saying that, I think of us. Like, what if you did cheat on me? I do believe God could restore you. Mm. So maybe I should want to trust you. You just convicted me. But then the pain would be so immense.
It's just so hard, yeah. I mean, just even thinking of it, just fathoming it is just so hard. It's kind of like when you think of, like when I've had thoughts of, hey, what am I going to do if Rosie passes away?
Right.
Like those, I can't handle it. I don't know what mm-hmm. I could do in those moments, you know? It's the exact same thing. I wouldn't be able to know how the hell I'm going to approach it or handle it.
Right.
If one of us ever cheated on the other person.
Right. And by cheating, I mean, obviously, having sex with someone else, kissing someone else, texting someone else, like mm-hmm. having an emotional relationship.
Yeah.
Homie, you flirt with someone else, it would devastate me. It would, babe. That's how I have entrusted. I love you so deeply that it would... You're mine and I'm yours. And we, you know, I mm-hmm. can't imagine someone else having a piece of you.
Yeah.
And vice versa. I can't imagine like flirting with someone else and not feeling completely disgusted with myself for hurting you. Okay. So what's another reason not to get back with someone?
You definitely can't stay for the kids.
Yeah. I don't think, I agree with you.
Some, you know, look, so many of our families and so many of our parents have done that.
Yeah.
They've stayed for the kids.
I disagree.
They have really crappy relationships.
And then the kids are the ones that are hurting.
And the kids are the ones that are hurting with everybody being together. It's a lot easier to stay together because they see the parents every day. But the parents are constantly fighting.
Right.
There's always some sort of an issue. There's never any love inside of the home.
Yeah.
There's love from the parents to the kids, but you could do that in two separate places.
Exactly. And then those kids grow up with marriage issues.
Yeah.
Some of them are like, oh, I'm not getting married because I know what I saw. I know what marriage is. And they probably don't. They don't see how great marriage can be because they stayed for the kids. Can it be a, I understand where it can be a possible factor where you add it into the equation.
I agree.
But the main factor, no. When you and I were separated for 3 months, Sammy asking for you every morning made me even begin to think about it. Mm. But she wasn't the sole reason. I am not here because Sammy wanted her puppy. Yeah. I am here because I love you. Because I love us. Because together we are better. But Sammy just made me think about it. When before I was completely close to the idea. Yeah. So kids, I agree with you, are not the sole factor to stay with someone after they've cheated.
Definitely. So if in your mind you've thought about staying for the kids, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're not going to be happy. Because you're not going to be the same.
And neither are your kids.
Yeah.
Like financially, they may be better or whatever may be the reason, but that you could possibly be damaging them if you're not going to forgive or let it go. If you are able to forgive, let it go, not bring it up again, trust again. You're not a detective. You're not your husband's mom. You're not looking. If all that can be restored, then glory to God, then yes. But if you're going to stay and still be angry and always fight with him and throw it in his face and check his bank accounts and check his phone and that's what you're, and then never respect him, mm-hmm. and that's what your kids grow up with, then just break up. Just have two separate homes.
I mean, if you're also even going to do that whole thing where you just pretend that everything is fine and you pretend your entire life, then you just wasted your life and you didn't give yourself the best life that you possibly could have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So another reason not to stay that I was thinking about is because of low self-esteem.
You can't get somebody else.
Exactly.
You can't do anything. You can't do better.
Mm-hmm. That's not a reason to stay.
Yeah.
There. Even if you're single the rest of your life, then still don't stay because I can't do better or no one will love me like him or I'm too this or I'm too that. Like, that is not a reason to stay. You are damaging yourself. You are not allowing yourself to be loved. You're not loving yourself. So I wouldn't stay for that reason.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a girl, you know, there's always going to be men that want to just love you and be with you. I mean, you know what? No, I think that's a bad way to put it. I think if you're going through that stage and you don't know if you can do better, I think more importantly than anything, you got to find yourself and you got to learn to love yourself, because that means that you're staying because you don't know if you could do better or you don't know anything else. Then that means you might have that low self-esteem and you might have been broken over the years. And that's why you don't think you can do better. So forget even getting with somebody else or finding a new partner. It's more about working on yourself and loving yourself. But that's a whole other topic for another day.
Okay, so now a lot of people ask us advice when it comes to cheating. I've decided to forgive. I've decided to stay. How do I do it? Okay. So before we talk about that, though, babe, I want to mention that I saw that on YouTube, Amor Sin Condición has hit like over 1.5 million.
Yeah, man. I'm really shocked. I released it on my birthday, and Amor Sin Condición was the first single that I wrote coming back to actually singing or worshiping in over like 4.5 years. So I was just such a big blessing from God. Just to the first thing that I take out has reached 1 million views in less than 4 or 5 months.
It is genuinely a song that touches my heart, that takes me to his presence. It is the best translation of Reckless Love out there. And not only I say it because I'm your wife, different churches that we go to, they're using your version, dude. Yeah. That is so tight. And I didn't even help you because I'm like, oh, I'll help you translate, babe. I know Spanish better. It wasn't even that. You did it. You and God. I'm just so proud of you, babe. I'm a little bit jealous. You hit 1 million before I did on YouTube. You hit 1.8 before I did. But you know what, babe? You totally deserve it. You're an amazing worshiper. And to all our listeners, Abel's Worship on YouTube and Abel's Worship on all platforms, whether it's Apple or Google Play, Spotify, go listen to it. It is positive music. Yes, my husband is a Christian, but it has nothing to do with that. Isn't that solely for Christians? If you need positive, uplifting music that will lighten your heart, that will take you closer to God, this is a music for you. So I totally recommend Abel's Worship on YouTube and every other platform.
So, babe, how do we stay in this relationship? How do you forgive? Where do you start and how do you do it?
Dude, I remember I asked Pops, our spiritual father, Javier Huelna from RTLA. I asked him, Dad, how do I trust again? Because remember that it's nothing close to cheating. But to me, a person like me, it was very, very hard. You called, you text Ma to that girl at work. Mm-hmm. The word M-A. Oh, my gosh. We fought for months.
Yeah, it was a typo, by the way.
I wanted to kill her. It was not a typo. Don't shoot.
I was trying to spell
shush.
M. I was trying to put A-M, but my fingers just kind of just, I'm just kidding.
You should have said ma'am. That yeah, you were ma'am. Trying to write ma'am.
You're right. I forgot an M.
This girl that was ugly. Oh, God. I'm not mad. But I'm mad that it affected us for 3 months, and I'm mad at both of us. Because we had fights about this for a good 3 months.
We actually did, yeah.
Because, first of all, I was going through your phone, and I shouldn't have. You had asked me not to. We were still barely getting over the gambling stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was still checking some of the bank accounts and checking your phone, and you had already not asked me to. Because when you're looking, and you used to tell me, Rosie, you're just looking for something bad. I didn't feel that I was looking for something bad. I felt that I was protecting us, that I was guarding us. But you know what? It is not my place to make you guard us. It is you to guard us and then me to guard us on my way.
Yeah.
So here I was snooping through his phone and he texts this girl from work. Ma. And I asked you why. Oh, no, I didn't ask you. We had a full-blown fight before we even got to the point of why would you call her Ma? It doesn't sound like flirting, but to me, the word ba, when I call you ba, it is like so endearing. It is a term of endearment. So for you to call another woman a term of endearment really devastated me. It really, really did. Thank God we're over it. We talked about it. It took deep talks. It took really good talks for me to really know your heart. So we got through that. That is the closest that I could say we've even come to cheating.
Yeah.
I don't have you ever felt like that about me?
I don't think so. I don't think we've ever had that issue, or at least I hadn't noticed.
Oh, so my Christian friend that I used to email because he used to tell me about the Bible and you asked me if I wanted to F him.
That was a different thing.
What was it? Because it hurt my heart because I did not want to have sex with that man.
You're absolutely right.
I didn't like him when we were single.
So see, the issue was that we were going through a really rough patch. Even before the gambling, that all happened before the gambling.
Yep.
We were going through a rough patch where we were just having a bad marriage, in every which way.
Every way.
We were kind of making it financially. We were really, really bad spiritually. Mm-hmm. We were bad.
We
were not having sex.
Sex was bad when we were having
it. We weren't loving each other. The only thing we were doing was we were just living like partners.
But
together.
I asked you if I could talk to my friend about the Bible because you weren't talking to me about the Bible. We had this talk.
And then we got to a point where you were talking to him a lot more than me. And I'm like, what the?
We were emailing. We weren't even on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
We were emailing about God, and you have access to my email.
It's not about that. It's just that there's no reason why, I wanted to try. I didn't want to try at that moment, but I did want to try it.
Eventually.
But, you know what? I think as human beings, we want to make sure that we are the most important person, especially of the same sex, to our partner.
Yeah. Agreed. You know? Yeah. Agreed. Okay, so anyway, one day we were having an argument, and Abel said, what? Do you want to F him? And it really hurt my heart, babe. It doesn't hurt anymore, but it did at that time.
I'm sorry, babe.
So, anyway, I think that's the closest, right? Mm-hmm. Thank God we haven't, and I pray that we never go there. I will be super vulnerable and tell you that it would destroy my heart. It won't destroy me, because nothing will. Nothing can make me or break me. God holds me up, but it would destroy my heart. You would genuinely break my heart if you cheated on me.
I mean, I completely agree.
It was just thinking about it makes me want to cry. But we have been through issues where we've probably had trust issues. Mm-hmm. So the forgiving and then the reconciliation and staying with someone after they cheated on you, how do you do it?
It has to be both. It cannot just be you wanting to forgive. I mean, that's where it starts, because you can want to forgive with a pure heart and with everything. But if that other person, that spouse, your husband or wife, doesn't want to change, they are cool with the way that they are and they have no remorse, no repentfulness, they don't regret it.
Mm.
It's never, ever going to work out for you. You will just keep getting hurt.
Yeah. So at least get on the same page.
Yeah.
Have a conversation. Do you want to try? Because it's going to be tough.
And it has to start. I think it has to start with the person that made the mistake. The person that cheated has to begin that conversation. It has to be the one that constantly say, I'm sorry.
It would definitely help.
Yeah.
It would definitely help if by any choice it's the other way around and it is you going on to your partner that cheated and saying, hey, I'm willing to try it. At least them being super, super
remorseful.
Remorseful. Thank you, babe. Really helps. And them knowing that they're going to have to put in the work.
Yeah.
Secondly, I asked Pops, how do I trust Abel again after this whole Ma thing? Which, by the way, we never use it in our household anymore. It is just, it's gone from the Rivera Flores household. No one, I don't even call my mom, mom. Dad said, when you want to trust, just trust again. It sounds like the most easy words to say. But when you really think about it, it is one of the toughest things that you can do. And it completely worked. Because I had to decide, do I really want to trust?
Yeah.
And how do I do it? I just trust again. And I remember, do you remember I called you that day and I said, Pa, I'm just going to let it go. Mm. Is it scary? It's very scary.
Right.
I am scared that you, me estás haciendo mensa? Yeah. No other words for it.
You're vulnerable again.
I'm vulnerable. I'm going to do this, babe. Please help me. Please help me trust you. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to stop searching through your phone. And honestly, babe, I haven't anymore.
And I think that openness, if you yourself say to yourself, I'm going to choose to trust him, and you don't tell your spouse, then they have no clue. So they can't be more careful with you.
Right.
They can't be more open. And I think, I'm not sure if it was, I know it was more with the gambling issue, because that same falls in the same thing, trust.
Right.
I was extremely open with you.
Yes.
In everything. I would tell you things when things that I would mess up and I didn't want them to be misconstrued. I'm like, no, hey, babe, I got an extra $100 in my pocket because of this. I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
I got a small little job here and I helped my friend out and he gave me an offering or whatever. But it's just that if you let that other person know, hopefully that they will take it and they will be like so thankful that they will be completely transparent with you in everything.
Right.
And let you know, hey, babe, you know what? I'm going to go with my friends. I'm going to eat at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to be there for about an hour and a half. All
yeah. Right? You were super duper duper open. And I didn't want to make you feel like that took away your leadership, your manliness, mm-hmm. because a lot of men or women could feel like, I don't have to tell him everything.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So I didn't want you to feel that. So after a while, I'm like, you know what, but it's cool. You don't have to tell me everything.
Yeah, you would.
Like, because I didn't want to take that from you. I didn't want to become your mother or you to have to check in on me. That's not healthy either. For a while, it really helped because you're building trust again.
Correct.
But don't make that the habit for the rest of your life.
Right.
Give your spouse some room to breathe.
Yeah. And if you're that person that has to be the one that's transparent right now, do it as a choice, not as an obligation. It's you that has to choose that. It can't be your spouse that tells you, you better tell me where you are at all times.
Right.
It has to be it has to be your choice to be able to say, I got to be transparent because I'm building this up again. That's the way I took it. I didn't take it as Rosie's being overbearing. I didn't take it as Rosie wants to know and control everything. I took it as I want to build this back up. So I'm gonna invest this. This isn't me losing my manhood, like you said.
Yeah, no.
It isn't me being a mandilón.
Al contrario, I respected you more because I knew how hard that was for you. I respected the fact that you were really putting in work to gain my trust again, which on this end made me want to put in work to trust you again. To say, you know what, babe, it's cool. Like, you don't have to tell me where you spend our money. You don't have to tell me where you got it. I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah.
And then that made me say, I don't have to check these bank accounts anymore. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna check his phone anymore because you helped me while I helped you. So step number two, first, it's get on the same page that you guys are both gonna put in work. Two, choose to trust again.
And again, just like forgiveness, you can choose to forgive and choose to trust, but they all are processes. So don't expect for it to happen overnight.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Pastor would be very proud.
I was listening to Montel. That's why.
Williams?
Yeah. He still comes out. Can you believe that?
Shut
he still looks the same
up.
Age. It's ridiculous.
That's pretty awesome. Okay. What would be our third advice? Third advice. Stop listening to some certain people.
Mm.
You have to be really careful who you talk with this about. Don't talk to your single girlfriends.
Yeah, they're first not going to help you.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't tell your mama because they're still going to see them around Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, that I really want to stop right there. When you get a family member that only loves you or that always chooses your side because your blood, that's going to make it really hard because you know what? If things do work out, you will change your mindset about that person.
Right.
But your family, down inside, will not. You have to be very careful. Maybe you can talk about it with your mom because your mom just wants you to have a good life and to help you, right, whatever, and she'll be on your side. But if she's going to be protective of you, that's different. If she's, right, going to be on your side to help you do whatever you want to do, that's a different story
Now, thank God I have people in my family that I could tell when we were going through these issues, and that was Pastor Pete, Juan, and Jackie. And they didn't change against you. They were not biased. When I was wrong, I was still wrong. If I was going to stay with you, Juan would tell me, then you better still respect him. And he's still the man of the house. Y no lo hagas menos. And Jackie would pray for us both. But there are certain people that I just couldn't. I couldn't tell any single girlfriends because they'd be like, leave him. And yeah, I knew it. And that, I mean, so be careful who you tell. Get mentors that are not biased. You do need outside help. You cannot do this yourself. But don't go telling everybody. You can't.
Yeah.
Third advice. Don't tell your children everything.
That's your fourth.
This is my fourth? Thank you, husband. If you're going to continue in this relationship together, and even separate, if you guys decide not to reconciliate, you've forgiven him or her, but you're just going to co-parent, don't tell your children everything.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin your kids' thought of
marriage.
Yeah.
Not every man is a cheater. Don't tell your kids that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, don't make generalizations about your life and think that your kids are going to go through the same, or don't speak badly about their parent to them.
I think that that's the key right there. When we say don't tell your children everything, it's more like don't speak bad about them. Don't tell them that your dad's a jerk and your dad's an a-hole and he's a dog there's no need to say that. You can say things like your dad made a big mistake.
Right.
And you can even say things like your dad decided to choose a different life.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't ever tell them that their dad is a piece of crap. There's no point in you hurting their mindset of their parent.
Look, todo sale a la luz. Yeah. When this girl or boy grows up, they're going to be able to evaluate their life and see everything.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my fifth point. Take responsibility. Okay, say you're the victim, if we're going to use that word, of the cheating. That doesn't mean you're 100% innocent. Are they wrong for the act? For sure. What took to that act? Now, do I excuse men and women for cheating? Never.
Absolutely not.
Never. There's never an excuse. Why? Because I would rather masturbate than cheat on you. Say we haven't had sex for nine months and you don't want to, which I can never see that happening. But say that it happened. I would rather masturbate. And say, yeah, masturbate is a sin. I don't know if it's a sin, but I would rather do that than cheat on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but he doesn't give her love at home and he never tells her she's beautiful, so she had to hear it from someone else. No. Okay. She never goes down on him, so he had to. No, tampoco. There is no excuse for cheating ever.
Right.
But usually before they're cheating, there's something else that came before that was probably both faults. It takes two people to make a marriage. It takes two people to break a marriage. So don't blame yourself for the cheating if you are the victim. But get down to taking responsibility for stuff that you've done wrong along the way. Because usually when it comes to cheating, all of a sudden, everything is that person's fault. And not necessarily. It's the person's fault for cheating, yes, for breaking the trust, maybe.
But there could have been a lot of issues prior to that for months. Mm-hmm. There could have been a bad marriage for years.
Lack of communication. Lack of romance. So many things. Lack of respect.
Yeah.
So many things that doesn't excuse him or her for cheating, but you could, if you're going to stay in this marriage and make it work, then while you're at it, think of you too. Not only their cheating, but of stuff that you could fix and things that you have, because you know what? We all have stuff we can fix.
Mm-hmm.
So the cheating may be one of the things that your marriage can get work on. I don't know. I don't know if I would forgive you. I don't think that I can, babe. No, I would forgive you. I don't think that I can be with you. But I take back my word that I wouldn't try. I probably would try. And that's being super vulnerable. But man, it would be hard.
I know. I completely understand. I don't know how we could ever get back to, let's say, this place right now in our life where we just love each other and we're clean. There's nothing there anymore. I mean, we've done it once in a different category, but it wasn't involving loving or or being intimate with another person. So that's just something hard. So just be quite honest with you, family and community. We don't know exactly what we would do in this situation. We do know the steps for healing ourselves and for forgiving so that we can have a better life. But honestly, in this situation, we don't know if we would be able to stay together.
Right.
That's a hard one. I mean, we could lie to you and say we would definitely stay together because God can do it and this and that.
And God can do it.
God can.
I don't know if Rosie could do it.
Yeah, that's the issue. I mean, we can do everything with God. But at this moment, it's just that pain would be so much to even think about that we don't know if we could last.
That's why we have decided to just care for each other, to care for this marriage. It is fragile. It really is. No matter how strong our love is, that sense is fragile. So if you haven't been in this situation, glory to God, thank God, and I commend you, and really be fragile with your marriage and each other too, and for the people that have forgiven each other.
Yeah.
For those women that have stayed.
Then you are extremely strong.
I commend you.
Yes, we commend you. We honestly do. We don't know how you didn't or what the reason is, but we pray that God has given you peace.
Yes.
And that your family is better, and that your husband or your wife, whoever is the one that was cheating, can value you and can really, really appreciate you.
And don't let people tell you that you are dumb or eres una mensa. That is not true. Forgiveness, reconciliation, it is the greatest virtues.
Correct.
That is powerful to me.
Correct.
That is being a warrior. I respect you and I admire you. I don't know if I could do it, but I know God will honor you.
Yeah. Okay? It's absolutely easy to hate or to never come back, or to leave. It is extremely hard to stay and to forgive. So you are a lot stronger. But if you have left and you couldn't stay, that doesn't make you any less.
Right.
You have every right to. And the ball was in your court and you made that decision.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad about yourself either. Don't think that you're a bad mom or a bad dad for leaving. Just know that you are valuable and that should have never happened. But also at the same time, you do have to somewhat understand that maybe relationship wasn't the best at the moment, and maybe you both stopped trying.
Right. Yeah, there's something going on, and basically what we're saying is this is a case-by-case situation.
Exactly.
There is no general rule for whether you should forgive or not. And make the best decision for your life and be at peace with it. And know that no one can judge you and everything can be healed, and we commend you.
This is The Power of Us. We want to thank you guys for being with us today. See you next time.
Take care.
Hola, my name is Enrique Santos, presentador de Tu Mañana y On The Move. Quiero invitarte a escuchar mi nuevo podcast, Hola, My Name Is, donde hablo con artistas, líderes de nuestra comunidad y personas como tú. Mi meta es que juntos conozcamos más sobre los triunfos y las derrotas de mis invitados y que a través de sus historias nos empoderen y nos motiven a superarnos. Lanzamos el show con J Balvin. He's awesome. Un artista colombiano que ha revolucionado la música latina y que sigue superando récords mundiales. Él nos cuenta abiertamente sobre sus inicios, el secreto de su éxito y los aprendizajes que lo ayudan a preservar su autenticidad. A partir de este martes 7 de abril, podrás acompañarme todas las semanas a conocer más a fondo a un invitado especial. Puedes encontrar mi podcast en la aplicación digital de iHeartRadio, la descargas gratis, o en donde prefieras escuchar tus podcasts. Hola, my name is The Podcast, a partir de este 7 de abril.